Case number 10305, Julie J. Hatter, north and south of Road 344, 600 feet northwest of Road 342. They're seeking a variance from the minimum lot width requirement for a parcel.
Ma'am, would you come up here first, please? State your full name and address for the record, please.
My full name is Julie J. Hattier. My address, 32253 Hattier Lane, Frankfort, Delaware, 199.
You swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I swear.
Thank you. All yours.
Okay. Good evening, ma'am. Can you explain the board's request for this variance?
Yes, I'm requesting a variance for parcel C on the drawing that I submitted to the board for a 30-foot road frontage, a driveway right-of-way for one home to be built for my parents, stick-built home so that I can deed them this buildable lot of 8.24 acres. I did bring with me, in case each person didn't have a picture of the 8.24 acres. It's currently a fenced field, and I have it gated so that I can take my tractor in and out and a bush hog for my horses.
So you're going to deed them out this piece of parcel for the home, and and the remainder you're going to keep for your pasture?
Yes. The house will be in the middle with the horses around the house.
Okay. Excuse me.
Mr. Rickards, is this the previous, the existing lot there, does it already have a variance? I mean, this is all coming in the same driveway, correct?
Right, it's all coming in the driveway. Same driveway.
So, since she's creating another parcel?
Then she's got to come to you for a...
For the same entrance?
Right.
Variance. Okay. Yeah.
150. Wow. She's got 120-foot variance she needs now. She's only got 30 feet.
So access from the property would be from the east side, not the south.
That's correct.
Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Ma'am, you want to just take a seat, ma'am? Right there. Have two.
Morning, Mr. Chairman, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
Yes, Mr. Hitchens, I may call him up. So
okay.
You want to swear
him in?
Swear him in.
Mr. Hitchens, come on up here. They're just going to swear you in.
Your name and address, please.
Philip J. Hitchens, 32036 Gray Road, Dykeford.
All right, you swear a firm testimony you're about to give us about the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
For the record, Tim Willard with Fuqua and Yorey here in Georgetown, and I represent William and Grace Hitchens. And if you're all looking at Ms. Hattier's plot, you can see actually their names, Billy J. Hitchens, the lot that right abuts on the 30-foot piece of property.
Mm-hmm.
And just for the record, you know, they know Mrs. Hattier. They have no problem with her subdividing her property back there. Just the way she has done it, she's proposing this access to a subdivided lot. She's properly before you because your code requires in 115.25 that any lot subdivided that fronts on a county road, in this case Gray Road, requires 150 feet of frontage. She's only got 30, so she's asking for a variance of 120 feet. The property, as you can see, also has 150 foot frontage on West Road, but she's proposed a subdivision which just has a small cul-de-sac and creates three lots, one small one at the front of the property, and then the property in the middle where there's already a house on, and then the property in the rear, which in essence is landlocked, and that's why she has to get access to it. We believe in reviewing the property, and we did a title search on it, that she really does not meet the legal standard of uniqueness and the ability to develop the property in another way, and the fact that really this variance request or the hardship was created by her design of her subdivision. What's happened in this property is there was a large parcel at the corner of West and Gray, originally owned by a gentleman named Mr. Clogg, and he carved out strip lots, if you will, that met the frontage. He carved out the ones along 342, and then Mr. Green came along, bought the property, and he took two more lots out of it. When he did, he left that 30-foot parcel. He had a large entrance on 344, the required entrance, but he tried to, instead of getting one lot out of it, just putting the one where the road is, he fit another one on there. And probably, this is me speculating, his thinking was, since I have access on there, I might as well keep some access on that overall parcel. So he has two parcels. But by virtue of Ms. Hattier's subdivision, she's basically creating a landlocked parcel. That's parcel C in the back. She can't create that lot because she needs 140 50 feet of frontage. She only has 30. Your subdivision code also requires 50-foot width for roadways. So even if she were to propose a subdivision back in that parcel, she doesn't have the footage to have a road go back there anyway. So really, the property is not unique. It's unique by virtue of how it's been subdivided and how she proposes to subdivide it. She can reasonably get... And this is where my clients, I think, stand. They don't have a problem with her developing this. They just do not believe this this 30-foot, this narrow piece of grass should be used as a road. They have access through 344. They could extend the cul-de-sac if she wants to get just two lots out of it further back. So it provides access to parcel C. Or, you know, you could even be more creative and divide it the other way, that is, and I'm holding the plot up, that is, go vertically from the cul-de-sac she's designed and go straight back, so both parcels would have entrances to it. You know, they'd have access off of Gray Road. Mr. Hitchens bought this property about 1994. Since that time, you know, he's cut the grass on the 30 feet. And this is not here nor there necessarily, but he's maintained it. It hasn't been used as a road. We did a title search on the property. It's not an easement. And they basically, the Hitchens don't want it used as a road, and your code says it shouldn't be used as a road. Number one, it's not 50 feet. But number two, you can't create a subdivided lot that fronts on a county road if you don't have the frontage. And in this particular case, they can reasonably use the land by redesigning the subdivision. And it's a modest subdivision. She's just trying to get two larger lots, and she said for her parents or whatever. It's possible to do that, but also have access on this road. And you don't need the 150-foot, quite frankly, if you do a subdivision that way. So, you know, our feeling is you can get a lot more lots out of here if you want, if you do a proper subdivision with access in an area where you have space to have access. You don't have, you know, basically what this is a pipe stem lot, which not only does the county frown upon, but it's against the law, and that's why you request variances. You gentlemen know the standard better than most people, the hardship standard, the uniqueness standard, the analysis of whether you can reasonably use it. And we're telling you that, and I'm sure just a common sense look at this, by extending the cul-de-sac or by changing that line, you can provide access on a county, on a subdivided, a road that's approved 50 feet and still have another lot out of it. Mm-hmm. Having a small, narrow lot to a small, narrow entrance to a larger 8-acre parcel in the back doesn't look like it's consistent with anything in the area. You see the larger lots with the proper frontage in the whole area. I have to submit to the board tonight actually a Google Earth picture of the property, which shows where the Hitchens house is. It's dated 2008. I showed it to my clients, and they say it's fairly accurate. I've also, just for the convenience of the board, prepared a proposed finding of fact. If I could submit that to Mr. Richardson.
Sure, can.
I can just ask Mr. Hitchens to step up for a sec.
Okay.
Mr. Hitchens, is it correct that you purchased your lots on Gray Road in 1993?
It's fall of 93, yes.
And since you've lived there, that 30 feet that's adjacent to your property, mm-hmm. off of Gray Road, have you maintained that, cut the grass?
I have. When I first moved out there, it was quite a bit of trash and stuff, and I cleaned it up and just... to make my place look better, I kept it up and maintained it. I've done it ever since and never had no problems. You know, there was some people wanted to dump trash back there and eliminated all that and just cleaned it up for to make my place look better, really.
That's all I have, gentlemen, unless you have any other questions. Just to reiterate, this property can be developed to get more lots out of it. You have a code for safety reasons, for other reasons, to have a 50-foot wide road. They don't have it, even if they wanted to subdivide more lots in that one parcel. And we believe that if you divide her back portion of the parcel, parcel A and B, either the other way or extend that cul-de-sac, you could provide access to a rear lot there and do it according to the subdivision code.
Is that cul-de-sac there now?
I think the road is identified there. I believe that might be a better question for Ms. Hattier, because I think she has access to the rear of her property through that road that skirts along that lot. But I don't know. It's a paper road. Yeah. That's all I have, John.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Okay, ma'am, do you want to come back a moment, please?
Again, I'm Julie Hattier, and I did not originally subdivide the lot. Mr. Green purchased the 30 acres that was subdivided and that Mr. Hitchens purchased his property from. He purchased it in 1990. I also did a title search on the property. It was originally 30 acres, and I purchased it then from Mr. Green then in 1999 to move here to help take care of my elderly parents. And since you have the Google search picture there, you can note, and also on the plat that I provided, that there is a ditch there. And the Google search will also show that there is woods there. There's also heavily wooded. Parcel B is predominantly old growth trees. And the reason I'm dividing it into three lots is because I do not want a subdivision there with many, many homes. I would like to deed off parcel A to my daughter. I remain in parcel B, where I built a home in 2001, and then parcel C, which at this time, to get there, Mr. Hitchens did approach me when I first bought the property in 1999, whether it would be okay if he continued to mow it. And I said, sure, you can mow it. My brother, who lives off of Holt's Landing Road 2 miles away, would bring his tractor on a quarterly, four times a year, and bush hog parcel C, because it had not been maintained for the years that Mr. Green had from the 1990s. So it was very, very overgrown. So since 1999, that 30.24 feet has been used by myself and by my brother, And we have also mowed it along with Mr. Hitchens and have used that. And there is a gate there to get into parcel C so that it can be bush hogged. I do not have a road at this time, and it would be a hardship for me to put a road through my property because of the trees that are there and the ditch that is there and has been there prior to it being subdivided. The original clog acreage was put together in 1914, and it was three parcels that put this 30 acres together, where Mr. Hitchens' property, Mr. Derrickson's property, Mr. Pontillo's, Ralph and Michael Pontillo, Mr. Dish, and Mr. Carl Klink, who actually purchased the clog home. The original farm home had been on Mr. Klink's property. At this time, there is no cul-de-sac there. I do have a driveway that goes straight to my two-story home only and to my barn. So hopefully the Google Earth that Mr. Hitchens provided will show the amount of trees that are currently there, and it would create a hardship for me to put a road all the way through to parcel C. And I believe that he is correct that if I did that, I could certainly subdivide the property into more lots. And I was asked that by Mr. Murray from Land Tech. Why am I doing this? I could certainly subdivide this 17.64 acres into many more parcels than I'm choosing to do. And I said, well, I don't want to do this. I bought this property for privacy. I enjoy privacy. My parents would enjoy privacy. They're in their 80s. And I would like to maintain the community as much as it is now. All my neighbors enjoy the back field that has my horses, my two horses on it. I've never boarded horses. I've only ever had my, I did have a third horse. But I have two horses and maintain only two horses. I've had them their entire lives. I do not want to cut down my old growth trees. I do not want to impinge any more upon the property than has been impinged upon already. And that's why I'm asking to be able to use that as a driveway so that I don't have to cut down more trees, put in more asphalt, and to put in a road through the property, which would be detrimental to the neighborhood and to the property itself.
Ma'am, is it a thatch deck?
No, I don't believe, I don't know the answer to that question.
You don't pay taxes on that ditch or nothing?
$5. That is in my, I have my my tax.
The tax?
And it comes out as $5 for a ditch assessment, so.
That's about taxes right there.
Yeah.
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 So I would propose that to use that as a driveway, my parents, it would be a single family home of approximately 2,200 square feet, stick built home. So I don't believe that Mr. Hitchens will be very much changed as far as comings and goings. With one house back there, and then the adjoining land is a 92-acre parcel of farmland at this time owned by the Murray home, the Murray family. So I thank you for your the opportunity to present this to the board.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you. Okay. I take one rebuttal. Pardon me?
You come with us.
I mean, you get a question?
No, I have nothing.
Yeah, no, if there's any other, being no other opposition, chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'll have to table this and get a chance to look at this.
To our next regular meeting?
Yeah, second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. McCabe that we table case number 10,305 until our next regular meeting, which will be December the 15th. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.
Case number 10,305.